The time has come for America to hear the truth.
There'll be no skullduggery, no flim-flam, no compromise, no sellout, no controlled show, no false show. No, we need either this or that. This or that.
There comes the time when silence is betrayal.
We believe in the truth that is in the Bible, but we don't believe in the lies that the white man has put in the Bible.
People get ready.
Who are that new on Shoutcast Radio or Blog Talk? Come and visit us at www.HebrewsWakeUp.com or whoanet.org. That's HebrewsWakeUp.com or whoanet.org.
We ain't got to have no baggage now. We can just thank the Lord. You tell them.
Sometimes I have to take walks at night to clear my mind. And I decided on this occasion to take my recorder and I do recordings on Blog Talk called Open Reflections. And this is one of these open reflections today. If you hear that clicking in the background, that's my stick, because I walk with a stick nowadays. Not because I need it, but I need to, because there's a lot of snakes that might need their ass kicked, just in case. Now, open reflections. The only way that we are going to get back our dignity on this planet is to have a heart to take it back. What do I mean by this? Well, those phrases should be self-explanatory, but let me give some detail. For the past 560 years, we have been destroyed as a people. We have been destroyed as a people. And the very few of us that have made it out of this destruction do not have the ability to help us out. They were taught not to even want to help us out. Just for a few crumbs on Master's table. And if you think that phrase is outdated, then you are highly, 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 highly naive. Because there's coming a time now when the new slave, like Kanye West said, is coming into flourishing. It's coming into focus. Because this new slave are those that will remain once they have destroyed what they have built. They are trying to play Ayah. And what do I mean by this? Well, as this world collapses, and as the world becomes more and more poor, and as the press becomes more and more irrelevant, then they will have the power to do whatever they want to do, to whomever they want to, as much as they want to. They have the power to do that now. But because we have conscious people that will fight back, they can't go all the way. But they're working on it, right before your eyes. Now, in order to stop this, you need to have a heart. You need to get brave. Because this beast only understands one language, and that's the language of force. This beast only respects one thing, and that is power. And if we do not utilize those things that we have, then we are going to let this beast roll right over us with no mercy. You watching it right in front of your eyes. Look at Syria. Look at Libya. When they went to Libya, they were on TV, on the internet, killing us without mercy. And not even a peep. From the ICC, from the Parliament, from the Senate, NBC, CBS, CNN. Only person talking about it is Alex Jones, a CIA agent, already sold out. They got it covered. We ain't doing a damn thing. Because we ain't got no heart. Except a few of us on the internet. Fragmented soldiers. Trying to sound the alarm. And what we worried about. If Kanye West is in the Illuminati or not. If Beyonce is in the Illuminati or not. If Jay-Z is in the Illuminati or not. All these are just some sold out niggas that accepted the crumbs off the table. Y'all better wake up. Wake up quick. Ain't got much time. I told y'all before, we got about 6 months before they collapse this sucker. And they're on their way. They're on their way. This beast only understands force and power. That's all he will respect. Because he knows that we have it. And if we use it, we will whoop his ass easily. Because there are more of us than there are of them. And even if there are less of us, we got a Yah with us. And all they got is these weak, hiding, slimy, criminal demons. But it is prophesied that they will be destroyed. Prophesied. Now, how do we defeat these beasts? What do we do? Oh, what do we do? What do we do? Oh, what do we do? First thing is we have to wake up and stand up. That goes hand in hand. Just waking up, sitting behind your computer, or waking up thinking someone else is going to stand up ain't going to work. You got to wake up, stand up, and see what you can do to save your ass and the families and your family. Okay? Seek out like-minded individuals that understand what's happening. Start forcibly calling Congress and say, look, what you going to do about them people that died in Libya, the black people? What's up with that? We got to handle this issue. There's a problem here. And Obama, you're supposed to be a black man. Why are you droning our people, innocent people by the thousands? Black people, you need to stand up and start talking about it. Has Christianity made you so weak that you can't even speak? That's why I left that religion a long time ago. It's lip-wristed. It ain't worth nothing. It ain't worth the paper it's printed on. Because they used it to enslave us and keep us silent. But you so ignorant, you don't even know that. Then you go ahead and you do Christianity part two. Like I said before. As they killing people by the thousands, you can't even say nothing because you don't know what to say. Ain't got the cojones to say nothing. Yeah, I like it being outside talking like this because I can talk as loud as I want. And the air feels good. And I feel the spirit of Ayah. All praise. Got my stick. Got me looking like Moses. Like I can whoop somebody's ass. Moses the ass kicker. Let me stop joking. Because this is serious. If we do not wake up and stand up and join together and start to speak with one voice. Now, then they're going to have an advantage that is going to be harder for us to fight back. Oh, we going to fight back, though. And they going to... I'm an example of that, okay? Let them kill me. Do it. Please. Please. See if I don't come back and destroy this world. Because I'm a righteous man. I hurt nobody. I love people. I ain't doing nothing wrong. All I'm doing is exposing their crimes. That's it. I'm not causing no harm to nobody. My solution is to let's talk about it. Let's throw these people in prison. We got to stand up forcibly and talk. Because we ain't got no weapons. They took them all. And the weapons we got, they gave them to us. They know how many. Just like they gave Saddam Hussein his weapons. They created the chemical weapons from Monsanto. We know the history of the company. Agent Orange. Biological chemical weapons. Serine gas. All this stuff is the creation of those same demons that were around during the Nazi time. During the Hitler time. Creating chemicals. Biological warfare, that's them. They're the ones that took over our country in Africa in 1884. The same owners and the same ones that disrupted it in 1960s. Every single revolution that you see in Africa was disrupted by them. They owned Russia. We think we get free through communism like they're helping us, but they were helping us. That was owned all and 100% by the Jews. All of it. Do your research. This is why Africa is unrecognizable now. Every single country has been taken over because they were not going to give up those resources. In 1884, they took it over, split it up. Spain, Portugal, Italy, Great Britain. Y'all know the story. They split it up. And now all those resources are up on the stock market. They're getting paid from that. And they're like, well, we ain't going to give this up. So they created the IMF, International Monetary Fund, to put us in poverty forever. In the debt that we have, make sure that they continue to get those resources. So it don't depend. It doesn't matter who they put in charge. They still control you. No matter who they put in charge, they still control you. So every African leader that thought he was going to be free, Kwame, Kenyatta, they even changed the constitution in Kenya. Gave us some little pennies, the Mau Mau. Finally gave the Mau Mau some pennies. Still calling them Mau Mau, but they don't call themselves no damn Mau Mau. We don't even know what they call themselves. Still alive. Broken up. This is what they do. Just like they gave us syphilis and we couldn't say a damn thing about it. Just like they gave the Guatemalans syphilis and they can't do a damn thing about it. These are the demons that I'm speaking about. That's why they would kill me. Not because I'm a threat to the world. I'm a threat to their world, their new world order. And you are too if you start listening to me. But if you don't start listening quick, you're going to get Serico and this whole damn apparatus that's building up with the FEMA camps and detention centers for us, like I said before. They're always trying to put us in FEMA camps. Shouldn't be nothing new to you. But I'll tell you what, everybody get a stick and start knocking these fools out. Get a brick, a stick, whatever you can. They want to go to war? They going to put us in a FEMA camp? Shoot. Look, every single person they try to put a FEMA camp, you break their knee. Do whatever you got to do to stay out of them camps. After a while, they'll be like, this is just too hard. They're awake. Yes, we are. We awake and we coming. All praise that, Yah. We found out what you're trying to do. Open reflections. Open reflections. Now, I did a broadcast that is going to accompany this one, and I did it earlier. And it explains about America, the situation in America. So what we're going to do is I'm going to add this introduction to that and have it up there for a while, and then hopefully enough people listen to it, take it to heart, and we get to get this rolling. All right, all praise to Yah, all praise to Yah, all praise to Yah.
They predicted the end since Christ was crucified. Knowing his time was short, you see Lucifer lie. Adam and Eve both believe, surely ye won't die. But who's a witness to the afterlife? Having faith in your belief takes sacrifice. Call it legit when it lines up with script. Been finding that these pastors speaking at pulpits, that bush. Wait a minute, let me gather my thoughts. See, we've been lied to since Jump Street and our parents got lost. Double cross bamboozled, led astray. Wonder why we lost and confused. Need a better way. I ain't tripping off the news, I just rather play. New as Madden or that latest 2K. Akazamak, flow a new way. I'm off these scriptures, can care less what you say. Roll me up a joint, still I prophesy. Ever since I read Genesis 1 and 29. You know the media be spreading lies. That's why the revolution won't be televised. Roll me up a joint, still I prophesy. Read Genesis 1 verse 29. You know the media be spreading lies. That's why the revolution won't be televised. Rolling up some green make me wanna read. Can't be treating it like a fiend using what I need. Used to dealing with the flaws that I could not see. Now I'm dealing with these laws passing to my seed. The way I bust, some might just call it conscious. Call it a step away from the nonsense. Call it Hebrew music, we own this. One time rolling behind me, shalom calmness. Staring at me hard like they know the man. He ain't paying attention, mine on the holy land. Used to roll them dirty, now I hold a grand. Zigzags, couple racks and a rubber band. Either you a retard or you think you're hard. Run around Cali blowing no green card. Yeah, them fees hard, but my dudes say all these scriptures could care less what you say. Roll me up a joint, still I prophesy. Ever since I read Genesis 1 and 29. You know the media be spreading lies. That's why the revolution won't be televised. Roll me up a joint, still I prophesy. Read Genesis 1 verse 29. You know the media be spreading lies. That's why the revolution won't be televised.
Every herb bearing seed of its own kind. Study, read, they mislead while we're so blind. It's only leave from the most high. Qualities such as these suit your frail mind. Natural cure, nothing sure like the Father's law. Statue pure, so obscure, no one else to call. If you wanted how we get it, seek the kingdom first. Power is perfect, knowledge spoken every verse. Every wedge through the fire of the most high. Dark saying
alliance or his friend, so they don't try. Always with me, recompense me, always on my side. They prescribe for vitoxies and morphine, but the flesh runs clean off that gasoline. Anointed oil, pencil, your javelin. I desire, show the true way. All these scriptures could care less what you say.
Throw me up a joint, still I prophesy. Ever since I read Genesis 1 and 29, you know the media be spreading lies. That's why the revolution won't be televised. Throw me up a joint, still I prophesy. Read Genesis 1, verse 29. You know the media be spreading lies. That's why the revolution won't be televised.
Welcome back. I am Dawid Yaakov Maccabeus, a.k.a. Plau Yaakov Zakiah. You're listening to Signs and Wonders, the broadcast that came right on time. What you listened to was a song by a portion of Jacob, portion of Yaakov, and the track is called Genesis 1-2-9. I was emailed this song, and I liked it so much that I wanted to, basically promote it because these brothers have got skills. If they were mainstream, this song would definitely be number one because I believe it is a very, very good song. I also put this song on HebrewsWakeUp.com, whoanet.org. It's one of the featured video sections, so check it out. Go to YouTube, like their video, try to get it popular so these brothers can generate a lot of, just make it popular so these brothers can get, you know, just get the support that they deserve. Okay, anyway, this is part two of Open Talk, Open Reflections. I ask that you download this, pass it on. And, just promote it as much as possible because we really need to, get it together and see what's actually going on. And I thank everybody for your support. All praise Ayah. All praise Ayah.
So how did the United States fall? Did America all of a sudden jump into immorality? What happened? Well, the destruction of the United States is systematic, but it's not done through natural means, let's say. Because everything that is built can be torn down, right? Everything that is built can be torn down. But certain things cannot be torn down if you don't know how they are built. What do I mean by this? Well, Christianity was built by the demonic. But they built Christianity with Ayah, meaning that the core, the root of Christianity comes from the Hebrews of the seed of Yaakov. And it was their story and their history and their purpose, which was stolen in order to build these religions that we see, which are Islam, Judaism, Christianity. Now, that's a shock to everybody because they think that I am insulting or speaking blasphemous against God. But the problem is, God is not his name. He is not a God because his name is not God. That God was a creation after Ayah. Way after. Because those that have stolen the nature, the image of Ayah, are now pretending to be him here on this earth called gods. See, you have to be able to explain it, so you have to know it. And this is truth, this is real, this is why we're going through all these things. So you already have a block on listening to anything I said because you can't even get past that. Because you don't know the history. And how can you know what you don't know? So, America is being destroyed by Christianity. Because the whole country is ignorant. Damn, the whole world's ignorant. I was ignorant until I started to dig and search and ask and pray and pray and ask and search and not give up until I die to find Ayah. And I found him pretty early because I'm still alive. Young and healthy with a clear mind to speak. With means to speak it on Blog Talk Radio, on a website, explaining Ayah perfectly for all to hear and no excuses, for all eyes to see, anytime, anywhere, day or night, because it's on the internet. And I found Ayah because I was blind like you were, or you are, if you don't listen to me. And now that I've taken myself out of Christianity, I can now look at it from afar. And now I know what I did not know. So now I can judge Christianity. How can you judge a thing if there is nothing beside it? There has to be a positive for it to be a negative. There has to be a forward for there to be a backward. This is nature. Nature is balance. Nature is balance. So how can you know what you do not know if there's nothing to balance it up against? And if these demons have taken away all knowledge, you would never find it. It's damn near impossible unless you cannot hide Ayah. It's impossible to hide Allah. It's the essence of life. It's all that is. It is so obvious. Allah is everywhere and in everything and everyone. So the only way to hide Allah is to pretend to be Allah. And the only way to be Allah is to silence those that were speaking Allah. And those are the slaves. All over the place. That's why Africa's so confused and split up. Divided and cut up here. Mali and the Axum and the Banu tribes and the Hashem. Everybody mixed up, called Muslims, and it's done. They did a stupendous job. I probably got the word wrong, but they did an awesome job in destroying us. Those that knew where Allah was. But when one of them escaped the plantation and actually got to Sweden, where they are supposed to be social and free, I did not fit in that model. And because I did not fit in the model in which they set up here in Sweden, I was able to see now and compare. And now that I can compare, I start to see deeper and deeper and deeper. And then I found Allah, because we are Allah. And they brought us into America. America believes that it is a Christian nation. A Christian nation. Loves everybody. But that you enslaved Allah's people for hundreds of years. And what did we have to do to get out of that slavery? How many people have you killed? I'm telling you, Plau Jacob, Tukaya, Dawid Jacob Maccabeus, signs and wonders. Listen in and find out. America's hypocritical. Call yourself Christians. And I'm finding out everybody that I think that would possibly have be able to open up and speak with us, they are all corrupt and have been for a very long time, because their root is based in the Ku Klux Klan. The only reason why America still exists is because we are there. And you can't wipe out Allah. We're in Africa. Big time in Africa. You can't wipe us out. So now Portugal's falling, Spain's falling, Greece is falling. Tried to create some London attack with an actor. It was a script. You can't even get us to do anything now. We're like, no, we know what's going on. Your time is up. Got a man in London walking around with his hands all bloody. And it's staged just like Boston bombing. Staged. I mean, Sandy Hook staged. 9/11 staged. What the hell's going on? And then the main thing you do is you go kill Muslims. You're trying to kill all the Muslims. And now you're killing Syria. Now you got Muslims killing Muslims. You're trying to kill anything that's good. Because none of this makes sense now. You weren't just after the black. No. It's not about black people. It's not about Asian people. It ain't even about money. It's about these demons trying to kill, and I can't believe I'm even saying this, because it's impossible, but trying to kill our Creator. No way. I'm a perfect example of that. And the fact that you're listening to me is a perfect example of that. Because they actually attempted it. And now we're seeing them say, we want to have a war on Islam, because Islam still had Ayah, all praise. And Islam still has Ayah, all praise. Islam is the last one standing. All praise, Ayah. But why is that, Christians? Because Muhammad was a Hebrew. Hello. And if Muhammad is a Hebrew and I'm a Hebrew, then we're talking the same story. And I'm a Christian. From birth, that's what you raised us to be. Pentecostal, hardcore. Read the Bible, Holy Spirit. Had to tarry for the Holy Ghost. Speaking in tongues. You don't get no Christian than that. We criticizing you. And from there, I said, I can't do this because something ain't right. It got to go deeper than this. So I was digging while I was there, trying to find Ayah. Didn't even know his name. And I said, I can't be denomination. I got to be just straight up believer in God. See? God. Loving Jesus. Hey, cool. But then I heard Arnold Murray say, Yahushua. I was like, Yahushua? I heard that. And that's where he stopped. Then he said, we are the true Israelites. Trying to mislead us again. Calling him Yahweh. Got everybody calling him Yahweh. Foolish. Don't even dig. Aren't you curious? For like ever? I mean, forever, y'all, forever. They've been saying, God, 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 Jesus, God, 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 Jesus. Then all of a sudden, out of the blue, here comes Yahweh. Out of the blue, towards the end. It's a deception. Then they give us Yahushua. We're like, cool, we got Yahushua now. Well, where's this from? Then there is no J. There ain't no J. Then you find out that they knew that so long ago. And how do you know? Because Friedman, talking about the Jews and shit. Sorry for cursing, but I get kind of emotional. Talking about the Jews. And he was a Jew. Told us about the Khazar, told us about No J. They know it because I found it on the I Am Witness website. This was during the time of Kennedy, 63. Meaning that they knew about this stuff a long time ago and had us still foolish calling on Jesus. thinking that he's a white man. Not knowing he's a Hebrew. We thinking the Hebrews are Jews. And they destroying this whole earth. And nobody questions. How do you have Ayah inside of you? And you are destroying Ayah's earth. But they don't say Ayah. They say Yahweh. Because they know they can't make that lie. Because if they did, we would find out they were lying. Like I did. And they are so terrified right now that you are going to understand and hear me. We better wake up. Better wake up quick and know who you are. I know the things I know are a miracle. Do you know what they did to me when I was younger? Failed me twice before I was even in ninth grade. Went to a foster home, said all I would want to do, sir, is graduate. Let me just at least graduate. Because I know I need a diploma. Then they put me in a home for boys. Bad boys, like criminals. So I'm there, 16 years old. With my people that like burnt their house down and stabbing people and robbing stuff. And I'm like, what am I here for? But they said, oh, this is what you need to transition. To transition. Learning how to do laundry. You know what I'm saying? Then they sent me on some kind of work program where I'm basically working for free. Because I ain't seen no paycheck. This is part of the work program. Well, do you guarantee me a job? The hell? It's retarded. So I was in this damn home, working for free. Then I said, I ain't staying here no more. So I left. I pretended that I was going to move down with my sister, and I just left, 17. I had nothing. Nothing. No mama, no papa, absolutely nothing. I think I went back just to get my GED somehow. Or maybe I got it there, but all I had was a GED. And I was like, well, hey, this is going to have to do. And then it's been a struggle like ever since. So I know me. I know my educational background. I know where I come from. I'm still trying to figure out which one of my family had this genius gene. Which one? Because how do I know this stuff? Because ain't nobody that I know in my family knows this. So I know it's a miracle. From Ayah. All praise. And Ayah put in my mind this knowledge. And to find it while I was a Christian. Now, as being a Christian, if you don't go deeper than that,
then you deserve what you get. Because you got the internet, you got books, you can do exactly what I have done. And this is why Ayah works this way. He says, I'm going to start off with nothing, and I'll bring you down. And Ayah is bringing him down because I was nothing. You can go to Amazon and order the books and read them if they send them to you now. Because they're going to tear Amazon up because they ain't going to have you get knowledge. This is their system. This is not freedom. It's only free for a very brief moment of time when they thought they won. Oh, no. He's talking. And they're listening. Now, America. Because you are a Christian, and because the things that you're doing with Arnold Murray and the whole fake neo-Christian right demonic stuff that you're doing, because you think you got away with that, oh my goodness, you're falling. Unless you repent on your knees and you grab the hand of one of those Hebrew brothers out there, not the blind Christian, because they're going to get on their knees with you because they they're still your property, but a free Hebrew who knows who you are and will never, ever, ever, ever bow to you. Ever. Now, I'm not saying that as a threat. I'm just saying that as if we know that your ancestors killed us the way you have done us. How could we even like you? It would be the mercy of Ayah that we let you live. Do you think you can defeat Ayah? This is not a threat. I'm just saying. If you are of the demonic and you're fighting against Ayah, then obviously you think you can defeat Ayah. Well, why would a Hebrew of the seed of Yaakov bow to you, knowing that you are trying to kill us? Completely. So the only logical answer to this is hell no. But the other thing we should think about is if the American neoconservative Caucasian former Ku Klux Klan members who are lying about who we are and trying to overtake us, but now are realizing that they are being destroyed because it's evident that you're getting the vaccines and the aspartame and your girls are getting Gardasil shots and they're trying to sterilize you, you know, oh, yeah, 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 America. They're getting you. They're giving you the same stuff they're giving us. And to kill us, they got to kill you. Because now we have moved around through you because you started to like us. Start to get along with us. Start to understand. Putting Tupac up there. See? America now. Starting to understand us. And as soon as you start to understand us, they kill you. See? They're trying to kill Ayah. We're trying to kill Allah. But they gave us too much freedom. Because one of us escaped. And because I escaped, I open up the key to let everyone out. And when you get out of that prison, Hebrews, do not harm our Caucasian brothers and sisters, or harm the Jew that was lied to. Because that is not the solution. The solution is to forgive, but to make sure that they never forget. Because Allah does not have to destroy more than he needs to. And what is needed to be destroyed, Allah will destroy. Listen to our Islamic brothers and sisters, because they are the targets right now. Listen to them. Understand that Muhammad was a Hebrew. Join forces with them. Help out Syria. Speak up. Speak loud. Use InfoWars for what it is there for. And save America. This is Plau. All praise Allah. All praise Allah. All praise Allah.
The time has come for America to hear the truth.
There'll be no skullduggery, no flim-flam, no compromise, no sellout, no controlled show, no false show. No, we need either this or that. This or that.
There comes the time when silence is betrayal.
We believe in the truth that is in the Bible, but we don't believe in the lies that the white man has put in the Bible.
People get ready.
Who are that news on Shoutcast Radio or Blog Talk? Come and visit us at www.HebrewsWakeUp.com or whoanet.org. That's HebrewsWakeUp.com or whoanet.org.
We ain't got to have no baggage, Al. We can just face the Lord.